I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our title is First Steps of Faith, What It Means and How to Begin. Our scripture reading is Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Well, we talk a lot about faith in church. We sing about it. We preach about it. But let's slow down and ask an honest question. What does it actually mean to have faith? And maybe more importantly, how do I take the first steps? Faith isn't about having it all figured out. It's not about being perfect or pretending we have no doubts. Faith begins when we trust God enough to take a step, even if we don't know the whole path. Today, we're going to explore what faith really means and how to take those first steps with God. All right, so what does faith mean? Let's be clear. Faith is not blind. Faith is trusting in something real, even if you can't fully see it yet. Hebrews 11:1 tells us that faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. It's like stepping onto a bridge you can't fully see, but knowing it's been built strong enough to hold you. Faith is not about certainty. It's about trusting God enough to move. Moving on. Faith is a response to God's invitation. God isn't asking us to find him. He's already reaching out to us. Jesus said in Revelation 3:20, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." The first step of faith is simply this. Say yes to Jesus knocking on the door of your heart. You don't need to understand everything. You just need to open the door. Now with the door open, first steps of faith, how do I begin? Well, step one is admit you need God. Romans 3:23 says, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." The first step in faith is realizing, I can't save myself, I need God. You don't have to be fixed up to come to God. You just have to be honest. Admit you're broken. That's where healing begins. Step two, believe in who Jesus is. John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Believing doesn't mean you have all the answers. It means you trust that Jesus is who he says he is. One, the Son of God. Two, the Savior who died for your sins. And three, the one who rose again to give you new life. All right, step three, commit to follow him. Faith isn't just about belief. It's about relationship. Jesus doesn't invite you to religion. He invites you to follow him. That might mean praying for the first time, reading the Bible, showing up to church, changing the way you live. All of these are steps in the right direction. Going to point four, you don't have to walk alone. One of the biggest lies the enemy tells people is you have to figure this out by yourself. No, friend, the journey of faith is never meant to be walked alone. God gives us his Spirit to guide us. God gives us his Word to instruct us. God gives us each other, the church, to walk together. Well, let's wrap it up. Think about a child learning to walk. They wobble, they fall, they cry, but they keep going because someone is cheering them on. That's what God does when we take our first steps of faith. You don't have to walk perfectly. You just have to walk towards him. Here's a call to action. If you've never taken that first step of faith, today's the day. Open your heart, whisper a prayer, say, "Jesus, I trust you." And if you've already started that journey, take the next step. Grow deeper, walk closer, help someone else find their way. Father, thank you for loving us before we ever took a single step towards you. Give us the courage to trust you even when we don't see the whole picture. For those ready to begin their faith journey, meet them right now. Remind us that we walk by faith, not by sight. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this has been your faith for today.